40 years ago, I was in this campus, University of Colorado. And in a way, that's probably where my trouble started. In the 60s, some of you probably were witness to that period, activism was the title of the time. And we, as Arab students studying in this country, were part of that scene. And I owe a great deal of what I learned in the way of activism to those years, the 1960s. We organized as foreign students here. The Arab students have a big organization, about 30,000 strong, studying in this country, organized in about 120 chapters. One of them was here at this university. And every year we gathered in one of these chapters for our annual convention. And it was 1965 when I was elected president of the Arab students in North America. And there, speaking truth to power, was an early discovery that will get me in trouble. So you are all part of my trouble, but also part of the promise that I'm going to address today. Because during my presidency of the Arab students, I clashed with the president of Egypt at the time, a leader, very well known, the Third World, Nasser. And as a result of the disagreement, I was declared persona non grata, and I could not return back to Egypt immediately. As a result, I stayed in this country for 5, 6, 7 years until Nasser passed away and his successor, Sadat, exonerated me and allowed me to go back to Egypt. On to the subject, the Middle East, the Arab world, has seen some dramatic events this last few months. And you have seen all of these on television. You have seen Palestinians going to vote despite occupation and despite roadblocks. You saw Iraqi men and women, despite terrorism and violence, determined to go and vote. You saw Lebanese youngsters in the streets of Beirut, pitching tents in public squares and singing freedom songs and determined to get Syrian occupation out of Lebanon, to restore the sovereignty and independence of their country. Probably less celebrated was the Saudi election, Saudi Arabia. Maybe a political power in the Middle East, thanks to oil. But it is probably the most conservative of all Arab and Muslim countries. Even that country had a stirring, a limited municipal elections. And then Egypt, a country of my own, that has suffered under authoritarian rule for the last 50 years, began to move. People began to go to the street and to raise slogans, an Arabic word that will probably come to be part of your political dictionary very soon, if it hasn't already. The word is kifaya. Kifaya in Arabic means enough. And the Egyptian democracy advocates, civil society, which led demonstrations using this word, this slogan, kifaya, were saying enough, enough to autocratic rule in Egypt, autocratic rule of President Hosni Mubarak, who has been in power for 24 years, the third longest ruler in 6,000 years of Egyptian history. We had a Ramses II who ruled 42 years. And then we had, this was some 4,000 years ago. And then we had Muhammad Ali from 1805 to 1846, that's 41 years. And then we have Mubarak, the third longest, was 24, trying to get to 30. If he runs for a fifth term, 6 year fifth term, we're trying to persuade him not to run, and I hope we will succeed. But anyhow, let me say that these events, the march of these events, in Afghanistan an election, in Palestine, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Saudi Arabia, and in Egypt, made many observers wonder, because these events came within 3 months, from the Afghani election to the Lebanese uprising against Syria.